Yeah, yeah. I see some people rolling in with the heat cameras and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas arrived around 7 a.m., carrying less than 650 guests and a little more than 800 crew members. In a non-pandemic era, the vessel has room for more than 2,400 passengers, but it's traveling at a reduced capacity. Russ and Casey Radigan walked off the ship around 10 a.m. Traveling from Columbus, Ohio, this was their first time in Alaska and a long-awaited trip.
We planned this Alaska cruise like 2 years ago before the pandemic happened, and it kept on getting canceled and canceled, and this was the first Alaska cruise opportunity that we had, so we decided to take it.
The Radigans were on their way to see the Mendenhall Glacier, and they've already been on several whale watches and other wildlife excursions.
We saw a number of whales, a number of seals, and a number of otters. And, you know, we thought maybe we'd see one or two, and I think they were waiting for us.
Jeremy Schrader was also aboard the Serenade of the Seas. He says despite the circumstances, he felt very safe aboard the ship and comfortable with the COVID-19 protocols that were put in place.
Most people are vaccinated. Obviously, the young ones aren't, but and I've been pleasantly surprised by everybody still wearing their masks, even though we all are all vaccinated still, so it's been good.
Do you have any plans while you're in Juneau?
Yeah, we're planning to take a helicopter tour out to the glacier if the weather holds.
Of course, with those safety protocols came a much quieter scene at the dock. People were just slowly trickling off the ship, and the booths offering whale watches and other tours were less than half full. Greg Pilcher was manning one of the booths for M&M Tours.
It's pretty slow. Yeah, there's like not a whole lot of people on the ship. But I'd say I think we did better than expected. You know, like we wrote a couple tickets, which was great. I think we just wanted to get out here and like practice and remember how to do everything. And it just feels really good that there are people here again. Because it's been like a long 2 years, for sure.
Down the street, the Red Dog Saloon had just opened for the day, and the employees weren't wearing their usual street clothes.
This is my first day wearing the corset and the fun dress.
That's waitress Emily Lang, who says the Red Dog is a different restaurant when the cruise ships come to town.
It's more about the showmanship when the tourists come in. So we put on this get-up, and we'll have live music, and we'll all sing along. I'm just excited for being busy all the time.
Some cruise passengers made their way to the gift shops downtown, like the Bear's Lair, where employee Casa Corpola said she'd already made some sales.
There's been a few customers coming through, and I really, really appreciate that they're mostly masked up. I think they got the word on the boat that it was respectful to do that, and most of them have been very respectful. And they, if they're not masked, they ask if they should be.
She says the passengers seemed excited to be there, and most were just wandering around before going on tours later in the day. Corpola says she's glad to see travelers in the store again.
But I'm glad that it's starting slowly, because I wouldn't want to see like five boats in the harbor all at once. But this is a good introduction to, I've worked in this business for about 4 or 5 years now, so sometimes it can be pretty hectic, but today has been pretty easy to handle.
After Juneau, the Serenade of the Seas was scheduled to dock in Ketchikan before stopping in Sitka for a second time on Wednesday, where another ship will also be in port. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.